felt like you knew you needed a change, but the truth is you didn't know exactly how to get there? Or you ever found yourself at a place where you knew you needed to make a decision, but you weren't sure exactly what that decision ought to be? Or have you ever found yourself at a crossroad, but had no idea what path you needed to choose? You ever just found yourself asking yourself, which way should I go? Whether we know it or not, we are, and where we are and what we've become is directly connected to the choices and decisions that we've made up to this point. Some good choices, some not so good choices, but it's all been about our decision process. And it's not just the big decisions. We always talk about that, but the truth of the matter is it's the small everyday choices that tend to have the biggest impact on our lives. Not just the big decisions, but it's understanding it's these small choices. It's almost like dominoes, where our smallest decisions end up spiraling us into consequences that we never could have seen coming. It's the small choices that people don't see that result in the big impact that we sometimes find ourselves wanting. In the book Divine Direction by Craig Groeschel, he says that every day, all day, we make one small choice after another. And those choices just keep accumulating, each one woven into the rest, forming the tapestry that is our life story. In other words, the choices and decisions we make today are determining the stories we tell about our lives tomorrow. It's that understanding that can help us realize that there are really no quote-unquote big decisions, but just really a buildup of smaller decisions that shape who, where, and what we are right now. In life, we find ourselves realizing that we really don't know it all. But many times, we still try to figure things out on our own. It's what we're used to. So we make decisions that are sometimes built on what we think we know or what we want to happen, but relying on our own thought process does not always lend us the best answers when God is not a part of the equation. There are relationships we got in that turn out not being in our best interest because we made decisions without God. There are jobs we accepted that became more of a headache than a blessing because we did not make God a part of the decisions. There are situations we found ourselves in that took us farther away from where we really found ourselves wanting to go because we did not make God a part of our decisions. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And sometimes it's easy to forget that God wants to be a part of the decisions and choices that we make in our lives, that God has plans for us, plans to prosper us, plans to bless us, plans to uplift us, plans to lead us and guide us to the abundant life of living that God has ordained and called for each one of us. God is the one who created us and knows us and wants what's best for us. Proverbs 16:9 says, "In their hearts, humans plan their courses, but the Lord establishes their steps." God wants to order our steps because God knows where our steps should be leading and guiding us. God knows when we are about to make a decision that is not in line with what God has for us or his will for us, and results and consequences that we don't even realize are about to take place when we make the decision. God sees everything. The truth is that God wants to help us to not only make decisions for our lives, but God wants to help us make the right decisions for God's purpose for us. God not only sees what's in front of us, but God knows what's up ahead of us as well. Many times, the best decisions we can make for ourselves are always connected to what we can see. But God's decisions for us are based on what we can't see. God sees the pitfalls. God sees the challenges. God sees the obstacles to the choices that we make when we make choices on our own. God sees when we're about to choose the wrong thing over the right thing. God sees exactly who is for us and who is against us. God sees those decisions that will bring blessings and those that will ultimately bring curses. So the way we should always go when we ask ourselves, which way should I go, is the way that God tells us to go. Which means that if God is going to tell me to go, then I can only go when I listen to where God tells me to go. Y'all missed it. Look at somebody, tell them, it's all about decisions that we make. The first thing you got to understand when we do it God's way and we make decisions God's way, that God's way gets us gets us to where we need to go quicker than we ever could. Look at somebody, tell them, I've been here too long. I've been here too long. Sometimes if you've been somewhere too long, you need to ask yourself, who am I listening to? Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with your whole heart, lean not to your own understanding, and see the challenge with relying on your own decisions or listening to others without consulting God is that we sometimes end up delaying what God actually has for us. That where we're really trying to go, if we would just learn how to pay attention and listen to God, we would be getting there a lot quicker than how we've been getting there. Let me try to break it down to you this way. I'm not going to preach too hard this morning. Is that all right? I'm just going to try to kind of do what my pastor told me I need to do. But I hope I still give you something you can hold on to. I remember when I was riding around whenever I'm headed somewhere, sometimes I'll put the location in my GPS system, right? And so I got my phone, and I've shared this with y'all before. I'm going a little bit somewhere different. But then there are times because I know where I'm going. I just cut off the GPS because I already know where I'm about to go. And usually it works out, but sometimes I end up taking a way that puts me directly in traffic because I assumed the route I was going was the best way and would get me where I needed to go quicker. And it keeps me delayed from my destination because I didn't know what I was about to run into. Oh, Jesus, have mercy. So lately what I've started to do is that regardless of where I'm going, whether I know how to get there or whether I don't know how to get there, I still put it in my GPS. Why? Because my GPS sees everything and will get me where I want to go quicker. It may not give me the shortest route, but it will always get me the best route that will get me where I need to go quicker than I... Y'all missed that. Because although my phone is in my hand, GPS can see everything. In other words, it's omnipresent. And it knows everything that's going on. In other words, it's omniscient. Oh, I'm just trying to help somebody in your decision-making process to understand that we all got GPS. That's what happens when we learn to ask God for clarity and direction. Not just in the areas where we don't have any idea which decision to make, but even in the areas where we think we do. God sees what we can't see everywhere. And God knows what we don't know all the time. But we got to learn how to get out of our own way and believe that God truly does know what's best for us. Proverbs 3:6 says, in all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. It's that last part that can help us from delaying our blessing and causing postponements to our process. God's way is direct while our way is twisting. God's way is straight while our way is crooked. And the most important thing that I learned in my 9th grade geometry class is that the quickest way from point A to point B is always a straight line. And so if I keep God as my focus, and if I always submit to him, and if I always lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledge him, then in every decision, in other words, if I always turn on my Holy Ghost GPS, that God will always direct me in a path that will get me there quicker than I ever could. And if you keep finding yourself stuck and you keep finding yourself stagnant, then maybe you need to ask God, God, help me to get on the quicker. Look at somebody, tell them, I'm just trying to get from here to there quicker. And I got to trust Jesus in doing that. The second thing we understand, we make decisions based on God, is that God's way makes our decisions bearable. Look at somebody, tell them, I can handle this decision. y'all acting like I'm talking in Swahili right now. In other words, it's amazing. You know when you've made your own decision because you can't always handle the weight of your decision. Because when your decision is not working in your favor, you automatically know that you probably made the wrong. Ooh, good God Almighty. Okay, let me give it to you like this. The other day I was headed home. I had a long week this week. Had a lot going on. I was already kind of just in a mood. But I just was like, you know what? Nah, I ain't going to let the enemy get the victory. I just started thanking God. I'm in the process of thanking God. And I hear a sound that many of us heard at least once while driving. It was the sound of a flat tire. I looked on the screen of my car. Emergency light came on with a message that said, your left tire needs air immediately. I quickly pulled over to assess the situation. As I got to the back of the car, I see that my tire is completely flat. And you know how you already kind of know it because of the sound? You can tell when you're good, and you can tell when you're on your rim. And that you need to quickly get where you need to go. And so I got there, and so as I saw that I had this deflated tire, completely deflated, I went into my trunk, and I was praying because I had never checked. I went into my trunk, and I was grateful that I realized that I had a spare tire, and I also had a jack. In other words, the manufacturer made sure to put in the car what I would need in order to get to the destinations that I believed I needed to go. When we are traveling in the right direction, where God is sending us, it does not mean we won't have emergency situations. It doesn't mean we won't encounter circumstances that will delay where we're trying to go. Doesn't mean we won't have to pull over and address things that we would rather not have to deal with. But what it does mean is that what we need, God, the manufacturer, has already equipped us with to handle whatever situations we encounter. Look at somebody, tell them, I got tools for this. You see, that's the challenge when we do things our own way instead of allowing God to speak to us in regards to giving us guidance and direction. We end up on the side of the road of life realizing that what we need was not readily available to us because God did not have us going, because we were not going in the direction that God would have us to go. So the tools that are required to help us keep moving when we're not going in the right direction are not there. The strength, the peace, the faith, the courage that God provides us, we realize when we are headed in the wrong direction, it is absent. Why? Because God will never give us the tools to keep going in a direction that is contrary to God's purpose and God's plan for his children. Let me say that again. In other words, you'll never get what you need from God to get you where you want to go if where you're trying to go
is in the opposite direction of where God needs to take you. The beautiful thing is that when you finally get that understanding, that at any moment, even though you may not have the tools available to you in the present, you can always call on the triple A of God that allows you to repent of your ways and say, I'm going to turn from this direction into the direction that you want me to go. Is there anybody here that's honest enough to admit that sometimes it was when you had a flat in your life that was when God spoke to you and you understood, I can't keep going in the direction I'm headed, but I need a God that can come and see about me and turn me back into the direction that God wants for my life? And when you understand that, it makes your decisions bearable. When you understand that the decision I made was a decision for God, then you don't allow the enemy to tell you that you don't have what you need, because you know that if you're doing what God told you to do, that God will always make a way out of no way, that God will always provide a way to see you through, that God will always give you a bridge over your troubled waters, that God will always speak to the storms and say, storms, peace be still. I'm just trying to help somebody understand that when you make a decision for God, that it allows you to be able to stand underneath the wings of the Almighty and know that God is my refuge and God is my strength. Look at somebody, tell them, I can bear this because God put this on me. I can bear it because what I'm going through is what God's got me going through. Last thing about making God decisions is that God's way will make our decisions worth it. Tell somebody it's gonna be worth it. That's what I need somebody here. That's good. God Almighty, I felt that right there. It's gonna be worth it. That because I've been faithful over a few things, I know it's gonna be worth it. Because I did not give up when the devil thought he had me down, it's gonna be worth it. Because I'm still trusting and believing, and I'm still swinging with every bit of energy I got in me, it's gonna be worth it. Because I have not allowed myself to compromise to what the enemy has been trying to whisper in my ear, it's gonna be worth it. Look at somebody, tell them, your decision is gonna be worth it. I remember when I was young, Minister Felicia, Reverend Roz, I was at this amusement park and I saw that everybody was waiting in line to get on this one roller coaster that had just opened. I saw all the hype, and I decided to get in line as well. And I'm standing in that line. I was getting excited. The attention it was making me both curious and it was making me anxious. I was at this roller coaster and I was ready to get on this ride, and I waited in line for almost 2 hours there, because in my mind I told myself, there's no way all these people could be wrong. There's no way that they would be standing in line this long to get on this roller coaster if it was not worth it. And so what I began to do was, because of what I saw in front of me, I begin to create in my mind my own fantasy, which was not based on reality. Lord have mercy. Because all I was doing was getting excited over the hype of what I was seeing. And I remember getting finally to where I was supposed to be. I got on and I got on and the ride went through, and I remember that when I got off, I realized that it wasn't worth what I was standing there for. That all the hype I had put behind it, it wasn't worth it. That everything that I thought was good for everybody else, it just wasn't good for me. It did not satisfy satisfy the urge. It did not. In other words, the decision that I made was based off of building a build up, but not off of facts. I created my own false news that caused me to make decisions because I thought the risk was going to be better than the reward. That's why doing it God's way and making sure we consult God in our decisions is so critical. God keeps us from wasting time on bad choices that weren't created to take us anywhere or provide us with any kind of real rewards. Guess what? The roller coaster brought me back to the same place I started. I got hyped to get on something that could only bring me back to where I initially had been. Anybody ever been there that you got on a ride that you thought was a shuttle, but it was a roller coaster? You thought it was taking you to a destination, but it was really just dropping you back off where you already were. And you sitting there scratching your head talking about, why am I here again? And so then you get on the roller coaster again to see whether or not it's gonna finally give you what you've been wanting, but for some odd, strange reason, you scratching your head again because you found yourself in the same place. Proverbs 14:15 tells us that the naive believes everything, but the prudent man considers his steps. In other words, it's easy to get taken off course when we allow everyone and anyone in our ear. But it's when we understand that God is not part of the solution, but God is the only answer. That's in everything. Our careers, our families, our relationships, our finances, our purpose, our health. Deuteronomy 5:33 says, walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. Romans 22:6 says it real plain, God will repay each person according to what they've done. The word is clear that when we do it God's way and make decisions based on what we feel, God is telling us that we will receive the benefits of our God-made decisions. God is not like man. God does not set us up to fail. God won't tell us what isn't true. God won't lead us down the wrong path. Why? Because God loves his children. He wants to bless us, wants to favor us, wants to reward us for our faithfulness and for following his way and doing his will. I'm just saying, which way should I go? Go where God sends you. Psalm 43:3 says, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling place. Send me your light and your truth. Not my desires, not my flesh, not what I feel, not what I think I want. But God, send me your light so I can see, and your truth so I can always do what's right in your sight. Sometimes it's so funny, y'all. We are asking God for a solution when we really don't need a solution. We need direction. We don't need answers. We need another route to seek out. We don't need confirmations. We need another course to chart. We don't need a quick fix. We need another path to follow. We don't need explanations. We need another way to pursue. We have got to stop praying for God to pull us out of stuff, but start asking God to direct us away from falling into stuff. We need God's guidance. We need God's instruction. We need God's supervision. We need God's principles. We need God's counsel. We don't need more solutions. We just need clear direction. We just need to follow where God sends us. We just need to go where we need to go. I'm going to be talking about it a little bit longer, but if you ever have watched the movie, The Yellow Brick Road, The Wizard of Oz, I'm sorry. Glinda, the witch, told Dorothy, in order to get to the Wizard of Oz, what did she say? Follow the yellow brick road. She encountered stuff, but she followed the road. She had to deal with some obstacles, but she always found herself following the yellow brick road. And the yellow brick road took her where she wanted to go. Why? Because the road is no favor of person. I don't care who you are, a dead end will take you to a dead end. I don't care who you are, if it says no outlet, there is no outlet. There are certain roads that can only take you to certain places. And when you trust God and you follow God's road, it always leads to a better place. Always leads to better understanding. Always leads to a better you and a better me. Look at somebody, tell them, I know which way to go. Standing all over the church. I know which way to go.